You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, the latest report is the amount of primary care doctors or doctors out there is not just low, it's abysmally low. I know, that's one of those words I could never spell in a spelling bee, abysmally low. So we'll talk about that. Even though about 24 hours or 48 hours ago, they said, you know what, no big worry, patients are kind of warming up to nurse practitioners and PAs, so we got this handled. All right, we'll talk about that. I love nurse practitioners and PAs. I think they're phenomenal. But let's talk about some pros and cons. Then a report has come out that if you live in an area where there's not as many surgeons, you are more likely to have a ruptured appendix when you get appendicitis. So doctors being on the low could possibly cause more ruptured appendicitis. You could just hear it. I mean, it's like a movie, you know, boom, boom, right? Okay. Scary stuff. They also say that in a study this week, if you are bullied as a kid by your older brother or sister, and many of us, I did, had older brothers or sisters, that could be worse than actual schoolyard bullying. Well, of course, you got to live with them. You got to share a room. At one point, we all had to share a mattress to sleep. That sucked when you were getting kind of beat up on by your older brother or sister. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, plus a Supreme Court ruling that Arizona law requiring proof of citizenship to vote is illegal. It's illegal to see if somebody's a legal citizen. That was being ruled by the Supreme Court. So as you can see, extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I hope y'all had a pretty good last few days. I finally saw Superman, Man of Steel. I gotta tell you, the kid was cute. It was well done. But for those of us that, I mean, you know, grew up with, for those people who never really saw the Superman movies, they're gonna love it. Let me just say that. But for those of us that grew up with the Superman movies, I mean, I'm not talking Superman 3 or wherever where he falls in love with Lana. I'm talking about the good ones, Superman 1 and Superman 2. This looks like they tried to combine both of them and, you know, pay homage to the original. And it was okay. It was okay. Again, I think things were too quick. You know, you couldn't. It was just like the way Transformers was or Avengers was. Things are just moving too fast. You can't go, oh, wow, that's cool. He bent metal. Remember the scene in the original Superman where Clark is crossing the street to get to Lois and a car hits him? And he doesn't realize a car hits him. He's Superman. Really, he doesn't have any peripheral vision. Anyway, so a cab hits him, and the cab is completely totaled. And we were like, whoa. You know, you don't have any whoa moments in this. I think the big problem Superman had is kids watching this are watching it after they've seen Thor, and they've seen Iron Man, and they've seen the Incredible Hulk. So Superman just looks like something else. But when we grew up, that's all it was Superman. I mean, that was it. So you're going, oh my gosh, this guy is, you know, handsome and has, you know, all these, you know, abilities. So, you know, I think it's not going to be as well-loved a series as we all did. Just that's just my review. Medically, yes, there were some medical issues I needed to comment on. Apparently, and I'm not going to give away the story, but apparently Superman has the ability to save his original planet because his blood cells contain the future. Now, blood cells die. in 120 days, right? Have you guys kind of watched, noticed your blood cells usually die 90 to 120 days, which is why when we check tests, like for anemia or diabetes, your glycosylated hemoglobin, since your blood cells turn over every 3-4 months, sometimes it doesn't make sense to recheck a test 2 days from now, depending on the test you're running. For others, yeah, it's important to take a test, like, you know, to check white blood cell count, etc. So I do have some medical issues in terms of accuracy, okay? If Superman's blood is supposed to be like super blood, my guess is it would regenerate itself faster than the 120 days. And so there was a part in the show that really didn't make sense. But then again, they really don't consult doctors. That's the problem. Nobody ever goes, Dr. Dahlia, can you please tell us if there's any accuracy to this? Nobody does. And I really think I should hire myself out as a medical expert to these movies, because then we'll have just a little bit more of realism in these. And the Superman movies do need a touch of those. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Pretty quickly here, many of you are into horoscopes, and many of you have asked me, why can't I give a horoscope? So here is your medical horoscope, okay? Today is a very good day to work on trust issues, so I want you all to listen to your epiglottis. Got that? All right, that is your medical. I consulted an astrologist, zodiac expert, before I made this horoscope, and we are supposed to listen to our epiglottises. You guys know what an epiglottis is? Right? It's what decides whether you're going to breathe or swallow as it kind of flips back and forth your epiglottis. Yeah. Okay? So, again, trust issues today. It's all about trust issues. Okay. When we come back, first of all, are you guys noticing this primary care abysmal shortage? What is the average time it takes you guys to get into a doctor? I want to know where you guys are calling from and where this is happening. You could also send us notes at drdahlia.com. How long is it really taking for you to get in with your primary care doctor? And would you be willing to save days or weeks seeing a nurse practitioner or PA? How do you feel about that? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 18 minutes past the hour. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, Christopher doesn't want to be online, but he wants to say that it takes him an average of 3.5 weeks when he wants to call his doctor, or when he wants to get in, I believe. 3.5 weeks. What we're talking about is this study that is, or this report that has come out saying that primary care doctors are in an abysmally low amount. Hence, access to doctors in the future is going to be obstacle-ish. I'm making up words, right? Obstacle-ish. That's kind of nice. Why can't I make up words? You know, as I age, I had another birthday, people. Yeah, some of you will wish me happy birthday. It was really nice of you. Even I have listeners in Thailand, in Canada. I love it. I love it. All right? I expected a little bit more birthday wishes, but that's okay. But yeah, in my age, I am now able to make up words. Okay, so primary care doctors, they say fewer than 25% of new doctors now are going into primary care, and only 5% open offices in rural areas. I know Obama promised all of you that you would get to keep your doctor. Doctors are fleeing. You know, one of you wrote me a few weeks ago, or was it? Maybe it's over, been over a couple months. I don't know. Time goes by so fast. Hell, life is like a roll of toilet paper. The closer you get to the center, the faster it rolls. Learn that from a patient. But you had said, well, Dahlia, what about you? You're in radio. I mean, I still practice medicine. I mean, I do my show for 3 hours a day, and then I race my butt to get to the office, and then for hours I see patients, and then I deal with patient care all night, and then I start prepping for my show the next day, give my husband some good loving, and then I wake up the next morning, prep the show the next day, and, come on, we gotta cut our husband some slack sometime. You know, I still have wife duties. I do. Why are we talking about this? We're talking about, primary care doctors. So, yeah, I'm a primary care doctor. I'm a family doc. I'm an MD, board certified family medicine. I am a primary care doctor. One of you had asked over the break, what's the difference between a GP and a primary care doctor? GPs, it originally started out as GPs, where you were general practice, and then they decided to actually make specialties. So rather than like a 1 year residency or apprenticeship, they expanded to a 3 year. So if I want to be family medicine, I have 3 year residency. Now, 3 year residency used to be a lot. Now it's one of the shorter residencies. I know I'm such a slacker, right? I didn't pick it because it was a shorter residency. I picked it because I wanted to do family medicine. So GP could be an internist or a family doc, but when you're board certified in internal medicine or board certified in family medicine, that kind of implies that you, did a actual full residency in that particular aspect. I don't want to call it a specialty, but aspect of medical care, and that's what it is. We talked about how many years, one of you wants to know how many years that takes. Basically, you go to high school for 4 years, then you go to undergrad for 4 years. Some people got into medical school in the olden days without a college degree because you apply, but nowadays you need a college degree. 4 years for college, 4 years of medical school, and then your residency on top of that. So you have your 8 years and then a residency, whether it be a 3 year residency, a 5 year residency, or a 6 year residency. Some people even subspecialize to an 8 year residency. So you're in school for a lot of years. Some of you want to know why I didn't do this when I was in my 20s, why I'm an old fart in my 40s doing radio, because I was in school in my 20s. I don't remember much about my 20s. I really don't, except I look good. So primary care doctors in short supply. How long, are you guys even noticing this, or are you fine? And this is just a bunch of propaganda from the right, like a lot of people like to accuse me and a lot of us of doing. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. As far as I'm concerned, no, this is not an over-exaggeration, okay? Doctors, first of all, many of them get trained in bigger cities. So the reason we have a shortage in rural areas, trust me, I love rural America. Rural America is right on my alley, especially since a lot of my family moved to the Midwest. A lot of my family moved to Kansas. They moved to Missouri. They moved to Nebraska. So it would have been very easy for me to go to school and then go to the Midwest. Okay, and I'm not saying rural America is just Midwest. You could have rural, in Washington State, rural in Idaho, etc. But the problem is once you train in a huge medical facility where most medical schools are, it's very difficult to then leave when it's so easy to transition into your own private practice. Now, the reason why I'm spending so much time on this is so you guys can understand. This is going to be one of the big headlines this week, is doctor shortage. Why? It's because doctors aren't making enough money. Is it because they're greedy bastards like people always accuse us doctors of being? No. There's a lot more to this than you guys need to understand. Okay? So when I went to medical school at UNR School of Medicine. I couldn't find anybody to marry, and I thought I was going to be a spinster. So my boyfriend was living in LA at the time. So my dean allowed me to do my last year of medical school at UCLA. Did my last year of medical school at UCLA, did all my rotations, but I came back to graduate in Reno with my buddies because that's my school. And then I got accepted to a residency in Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, I always thought I was going to go to Manhattan. I always thought I would probably be in Texas, right? I don't know, maybe Georgia, you know, because I love singing about Georgia, Georgia. So I figured I would end up there. But after doing a residency and then becoming chief resident, you know, when I was a resident in Las Vegas, it was almost, I mean, I was offered a job before I even finished. So I was able to work, right, or get a job day one of graduating. It, you know, something about growing up in Nevada and going to school in Nevada is Nevadans really take care of you. You know, I mean, they made it so easy. I didn't even have to think about relocating. I didn't even have to market. All I had to do was apply for the insurance companies, and boom, I was, I mean, we were blessed. It was an amazing market at the time. I remember going, well, gosh, you know, there's the Yellow Pages, you know, because my father used to fix appliances, and it was so important to advertise in the Yellow Pages. He was like, oh, don't forget Yellow Pages. You need to put ad in Yellow Page. But Yellow Page costs like $2,000 a month. That's too expensive. And I go, I know it's too expensive, so I'm not going to do it. I'll just, you know, work, you know, work a couple jobs like I always have, and, you know, maybe, you know, schlep some drinks and do what I need to until I build up my practice. I didn't have to. I didn't have to go back to cocktailing. I was able to just, boom, I was able to open the practice. And so it was great. I was dressed. I've never had a job where I was topless. Honestly, the first time I ever went topless was when I had my own studio, and I didn't. No, I'm joking. So, now, I've always been dressed. I haven't needed to. Although, as an aside, I needed a third job in college while trying to support myself while going to school. And I could sing at the time. I know many of you don't think I could sing, but at the time I could actually carry a note. And so I thought what I could do is do singing telegrams. I finally got my car, a little Chevy Chevette with no air conditioning. So I went to a place who was hiring for singing telegrams. And I'm like, all right, I could sing. I auditioned. He's like, great. Now take off your clothes. Like, excuse me? I thought, I meant octaves. I go, don't you want to see my octaves? Yes. Take off your clothes. Our singing telegrams, everybody has to also strip. Oh, I'm like, oh, hell no. So I didn't do that. I was a good girl. I didn't want to do that. But where were we going? Why? Oh, yeah. So anyway, so basically, when you train in a big city, when these doctors train at U of A for medical school or UCLA or Albert Einstein, they would have to actively leave their comfort zone where they trained some of the patients they've already built up to start fresh in a smaller town. And good for them. Good for them. But you see how it's so much easier, the path of least resistance, to just stay where you trained. It happened to me. You know, I always thought it'd end up, like I said, maybe in Reno or something. No, it didn't happen. I just stayed put. So that's one thing. Then number two is the way doctors are getting paid right now. It's just not even worth it to attract people to primary care. You know, we're being accused of being rich, money hungry, grubby, greedy people as primary care doctors. Primary care doctors make the least of the doctors. There are so many other professions you could make money in. So many others. So, you know, we're here in the trenches. We're dealing with most of the first line stuff. We love specialists. We love working with specialists, but we don't make the money that they do. Of course, it's not attracting people. And then throw that on top of that, you got the lawsuits. Me as a family doctor, I am responsible from what's going on in the back of your eye to what's going on under your toenail to what's going on within your urethra. It's not very attractive to a lot of people. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Are you seeing a shortage? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Listen up. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more, we have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it. And they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at AtlasSurvivalShelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or AtlasSurvivalShelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so in this one study where they looked at 759 medical schools, they said about 200 of them failed to graduate a single doctor that decided to go into rural America. So we're talking about 200 out of 750. We're almost talking about a third of medical schools. Now, where I get a little bit nervous, okay, is when government may want to get involved to rectify this. Now, we're hearing that in some states, for example, they won't even license you as a doctor if you don't take Medicare or Medicaid. Now, I don't know if those rumors are true. I need to look into that. Some of you say, good, I'm tired of doctors not taking Medicare and Medicaid. It's about time. If they want to work, they can't pick and choose patients they want to see. They got to see everybody. Okay, yeah, that may be fine. But, you know, once you start forcing things on people, right, y'all saw how Obamacare went, okay? You know, We'll force you to go buy insurance or we'll tax you. You know, we Americans don't do well being blackmailed, right? Being bullied, being pushed around. We Americans like to kind of respond to that with a choice gesture. So threatening doctors that they won't be able to practice in your state if you don't take Medicare, if the doctor doesn't take Medicare or Medicaid, I don't think is the right way to go. But I think that's the way government does go because they never do things correctly. So if medical schools start to mandate or they start to, you know, somehow make I don't know what the word for it is, requirements, let's say, that you do some work in rural Nevada, I don't, or rural any state, you know, I don't know how that would work out. Now, one of my medical students actually came up with an idea. He's like, why doesn't every doctor that gets out, every doctor, no matter what specialty, rotate through 1 year of being in rural, you know, America, okay, in their state, there's always rural parts to their state, and that 1 year, every year, there'll always be a constant flow of doctors. My only problem with that is many of you really deserve to have a doctor that you see year after year after year. Getting a new doctor every year, you know, doesn't, I think, solve a lot of the issues that we have. You know, being a family doctor, I love the fact that I've known some of these people for 13 years. Right? So, I mean, I remember the hysterectomy. I remember the truck or the motorcycle accident you got into. I mean, I remember that kind of stuff because I've been dealing with you for 13 years. So, but I mean, it's a thought. If we really don't have enough doctors going out there, then maybe we do some sort of rotation system where you get deployed to a certain area of the state, you take care of people there, etc. But you see, the problem is the type of person you attract to medical school is a very independent type of person that doesn't like to be told what to do. That's why Obamacare is making a bunch of us regurgitate and vomit. Okay, we're moving into this next story on how doctors are, or how patients are preferring getting in with nurse practitioners or PAs if it means they don't have as long a wait. 60% of study respondents say, absolutely, I will see a nurse practitioner or PA and prefer it just so I could bypass the wait to see a doctor and have access. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, if you want to weigh in on this. Now, this is, you know, some of you asked, you know, what's the difference between nurse practitioners, PAs, doctors, etc. We had gone through in the past the amount of education everybody has. You know, PAs used to not have to have a college degree. Now most PA schools are requiring it. So rather than doing a couple years of physician assistant school, PAs now are getting a college degree, and then they're doing physician assistant work, 2-3-year program. So it's not as much as medical school, but it is starting to now increase in terms of level of years. Same thing with nurse practitioners. They put in a crap load of schooling, not as much as a doctor, but they do. But the, you know, the type of person that goes into medical school is somebody that, even though they could work well with others and have no problems being part of a team, they want to be boss, okay? Nurse practitioners and PAs, up until recently, because now recently they're going to give them autonomy in terms of running their own clinics, but up until then, they went in knowing they had to work with somebody, and they went in knowing that they were going to be given guidelines by somebody else. Now, yes, I've worked with some nurse practitioners and PAs that don't want the doctor's input. They think they know it all, and they want to do it themselves. But then I've had nurse practitioners and PAs that actually did better jobs than some doctors I know. You know, I mean, it's amazing, depending on the person and their intuition and their work ethic, what you have. So I don't want to sit there and say doctors are better than nurse practitioners or PAs. I don't want to do that. I've seen nurse practitioners and PAs that have done even better medicines than some doctors, because the doctor they work with is so thorough that they use that same thoroughness, and you have somebody half-assed down the street that misses something. So we get that. But you're talking to a group of people that, you know, they go into medical school. I mean, because if you're going to make that type of commitment – you need to already be pretty convicted. Have some convictions of what you want to do. Nobody's going to take the gamble of borrowing $200,000 for their schooling without already having it cemented how they're going to live their life and deal with their loans. So that's not the population that's going to be the most amenable to you forcing them to do something. And that's why many doctors are like, well, to hell with this. Especially now with Obamacare, there is not a lot of incentive to go into family practice. Not a lot at all. All right? Especially with how they want to pay. Like, let's say you, unfortunately, have pneumonia. All right? The government's going to say, fine, pneumonia is worth $2,000. So if you went to the hospital, if you had to see a radiologist, if you had to pay for medicines at the pharmacy, if you had to see a respiratory tech, the ER bill, and then if there's anything left over, your primary care doctor gets some. Yeah, primary care doctor is going to be pushed out of business. But then again, is that what the government wanted? Nurse practitioners and PAs, you can give guidelines to. Doctors don't want guidelines. So we are moving, as we move towards socialized medicine, no matter how much we try to buck it, we are going to see a growing trend of nurse practitioners and PAs be your primary care provider. Now, you have to hope to high heaven that whether you have a doctor, nurse practitioner, or PA, they don't go by guidelines. They go by instinct, they go by training, they go by their years of experience and their years of training. That's what primary care doctors do best. We will look at a simple bronchitis like I had to and go, hold the phone. You're about to go into diabetic ketoacidosis. Some guy walks in, walk-in patient, no appointment. I got bronchitis. I don't know what caused me to question him, the line of questioning I wanted to. Something didn't look right. He looked a little gray, even though I never met him. The guy was going to probably be in a diabetic coma within hours. Okay, that's the intuition you need. Primary care doctor is not the easy medicine, and that's why we get paid less. We don't get paid less because it's easy. Primary care medicine is one of the most difficult. Now, true, I'm not a neurosurgeon. That's difficult. I'm not a plastic surgeon. That's difficult. Those are difficult. But don't underestimate the difficulty of primary care just because we get paid the least. So, if you want to go to a nurse practitioner or PA, all the power to you. I want you to get treated. But I hope that whoever is in primary care isn't forced to be where they don't want to be, isn't forced to practice by guidelines set out by a non-doctor, a.k.a. Kathleen Sebelius. And I hope they listen to you because this could be scary. When we come back, our appendix is bursting at a phenomenal rate. And then we're going to talk about the Supreme Court ruling on immigration. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Brookie water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. By the way, if you guys ever go to the website, please sign into our guest book. I'd love to see who's listening, hear from you guys, where you guys are listening from. Sign into the guest book. That always helps me. Shows my boss that somebody out there is listening. You know, when you sit in a room and you talk to yourself, basically, I mean, I'm talking to a microphone 3 hours a day. Sometimes people don't realize how many thousands upon thousands of people you could be talking to. So it kind of helps to be able to, you know, show somebody in writing, right, by the guest book. So please do that for me. Thank you. Yeah. Remember we were talking about that? There was this movie I saw where somebody was living a life and they thought it was, Staten Island. Was it called Staten Island? I know Staten Island is an island in New York, right? Where everybody's kind of catering to you, letting you think you're living that life when you aren't, you know? right? Like, so, you know, I always wonder that, is everybody like, oh, yes, Dahlia, sit here. You are doing a national show. Absolutely. There's the microphone. You speak into the microphone and thousands of people are listening to you. That exactly. It's exactly the way you think it's happening. And meanwhile, I'm just sitting here in a room and people are watching me and laughing because I've been for years now broadcasting or thinking I'm broadcasting. You never know, right? And then people going, oh, your show is great. Are they hired people like on the Truman Show, right? Or are they really people that listen to the show? Well, you know, just wonder that. I mean, it freaks you out. Just think about it. You know, a lot of you going to work today. Are you going to work today because you're really going to work? Or did a whole bunch of people recreate that scenario for you? Yeah, like the Truman Show. Like you are, you know, oh, hey, Bob. Yeah, here's your desk. Work on this file, Bob. Yeah, that would be some scary stuff. All right. Anyway, surgeon shortage is now linked to burst appendices. I see a movie in the works, a 3D movie. They say living in an area with few general surgeons may make people with appendicitis more likely to turn into ruptured appendicitis cases. They say the Affordable Health Care Act includes a provision for incentive payments to increase the supply of doctors in areas with shortages. But those bonuses only apply in places with too few primary care doctors. I know, if you think you can't get a primary care doctor to go into rural Nevada with all the underpayment, you think with Obamacare you're going to get a surgeon to go out there? I told you, one of my surgeon buddies, before Obamacare kicked in, he was only making about $150 to $200 per tonsillectomy. You know, at that point, it's not even worth leaving the office. You might as well see four or five patients during that time it takes you to remove the tonsils. You make the same amount of money and less liability. So, I mean, the surgeons are getting hit too. Now, but how does this affect you? Well, they say almost 30,000 patients with appendicitis, a quarter of whom suffered a burst appendix. So we're talking about 7,500 were discharged from hospitals in North Carolina between 2007 and 2009. All right. And they say there were 95,000 burst appendixes per year in the U.S. All right. Now, a burst appendix, 95,000 a year. I thought we doctors were doing better than that. I thought we were catching these early. Well, that's the thing. We could only catch these appendixes early if you come in early. Or we doctors diagnose it, but then waiting for a surgeon to travel into town, it could burst. Now, how many hours does it take until your appendix bursts? Usually within 24 hours, sometimes less. So, I mean, I've had people, they've had no pain whatsoever until the appendix does burst. And then they're like, okay, now I'm in pain. And we're like, you just walked in here. You know, pretty scary. Now, why is an appendix bursting so scary? Because remember, the appendix is a part of the bowel. So you basically get poop and all the bacteria that reside in the appendix, because the appendix is a little hollow tube that houses trillions upon trillions of bacteria colonies. That gets all into your peritoneum, the abdominal cavity. And with that, I mean, it's very difficult to clean out all the bacteria. We try, we do lavage, we basically wash your insides out, all right? We repair the burst, keep it closed so no more fecal material can go into the inside of your abdomen, and we put you on a slew of antibiotics, all right? I mean, it's not fun. So, you know, when we were talking about in the previous segment how nurse practitioners and PAs may be the, you know, the saving grace of, you know, healthcare, as doctors are saying, to hell with this, it's not worth it. I don't have to be in debt. I don't have to lose my house in a malpractice case. I'll just pick a different career. Thank God we have people in nurse practitioner and PA schools. Now, again, remember, they don't get sued like the doctors do, but that could change as we start to see the face of healthcare changing. Nurse practitioners and PAs, some of them train under surgeons, but these schools are not pumping out surgeons. They're pumping out assistants to surgeons or family docs, etc. And many people that spend years in family medicine or internal medicine can basically do pretty well on their own in terms of primary care. But I don't think we're going to see surgeons come out of nurse practitioner and PA school anytime soon. So this is some serious stuff. So what should you all do if you're a patient? Well, know the signs of symptoms of appendicitis. Now, we got the classic symptoms, right, which we're supposed to see most of the time but don't. And then we have the atypical symptoms, which I usually see. So the classical symptoms, you start getting a tummy ache. Then about 12 hours later, that diffuse tummy ache really concentrates more in your right lower corner at McBurney's point. You start to lose your appetite. You feel pretty crappy. You start having a fever. Your white count on a blood test goes up. Okay. And of course you have to have an appendix. Okay. Those are usually the criteria. Yeah. However, most of the appendicitis attacks I've found, no fever, no white count, ate that day. But they have a tummy ache that doesn't go away. When I look at the tummy ache and then I press down in the right lower area and they go, ow! To me, I'm like, let's go and scan the appendix. And that's how we find appendicitis attacks. So, and then of course, you know, we run a CAT scan, etc. But they say if you have less than 3 general surgeons per 100,000 people in your town, it increases the likelihood of having a ruptured appendix by 5%. Don't let your appendixes rupture. Now, remember last year we talked about how with Obamacare, they're going to probably push that we give you antibiotics instead of doing surgery. Studies were coming out saying you could give antibiotics. You could give antibiotics. Well, I mean, maybe some of the cases, yeah, of antibiotics can help. All right, not a lot of people want to put their life on the line taking a chance. But if you live in an underserved area, all right, why not start the antibiotics while you wait for the surgeon to come into town? That may have to be the next line of treatment. Start your antibiotics while you're waiting for the surgeon to come. And go from there. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some of you had called earlier because you wanted to talk about the Supreme Court ruling today. And remember, we're on for 3 hours, so I apologize if I couldn't get to your calls earlier on this because we had to talk about that. But from what we understand, the Supreme Court ruled 7-2 that it is illegal for Arizona voting law to require proof of citizenship. They say the federal law, the National Voter Registration Act of 1993, allows voters to register using a federal form that asks, are you a citizen of the United States? Prospective voters have to check a box, yes or no, sign the form, and swear under penalty of perjury that they are citizens. The state law, however, wanted voters to prove they were citizens, all right, or provide copies, including birth certificate, passport, naturalization papers, or Arizona driver's license, which are only available to those people who are in the state lawfully. The divided court said, no, you can't do that. So we have to trust a check of the box. Huh. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's hear from you. Don't go away.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.